Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're looking for people who will admit that they've been a bad Valentine this year. I especially like it when it's women, because they never screw up.
Mm-hmm.
If there were no words, no way to speak, I would still hear you.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Were you a bad Valentine?
I am a terrible Valentine.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what happened.
Well, my boyfriend is in Iraq right now,
mm-hmm.
and he's coming home next month. But I didn't think that Valentine's Day was going to be a big deal because we're so far apart. So I bought a card thinking that I was going to send it to him, but I ended up being too lazy to even look at his address over there in Iraq right now.
Too lazy to send him a Valentine card. Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And?
I didn't look up the address. I thought, no big deal. Threw the card on my bed, just forgot about it. The day before Valentine's Day, I come home, and there are a dozen roses in my favorite color and a diamond pendant necklace waiting for me.
He found a way to get you a present all the way from Iraq.
Yes. Mm. And I did not send him anything.
Oh.
I thought, maybe you'll send him a card online, but didn't even do that.
Oh, and didn't even do that.
Oh,
I like your honesty, though. Hold on. Yeah, you are.
Can you imagine being that soldier? You're with your married buddies, and then they all get their cards on Valentine's Day, and you get nothing.
I'm getting like a little pink card and thinking he would be all upset about that, but I'm thinking he probably would have wanted that.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, give me a sincere help fart. Can I have a sincere help fart?
What's that help
fart? Can I have a heartfelt apology from you now, please, Robin?
Am I going to be addressing this to my boyfriend?
I mean, Sarah, yes.
Well, yeah, or to us.
Directly to him.
Charles, I'm so sorry. I am the worst girlfriend ever, and you are the best boyfriend ever. And I will do anything within my power to make up for what I've done to you when you come back next month. Please forgive me.
All right. Tell you what we'll do. We're going to take that and run it off onto a CD.
Okay.
And we're going to send that to Terrell in Iraq.
Okay.
The thing you couldn't do, we're going to do it. If you're not too lazy to give us the address.
I think I'll go ahead and try and find it now.
Excellent. Thank you for coming clean on that. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Terrell.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay, thanks.
And happy Valentine's Day, Terrell.
Mm. Yeah, right?
Just want to give that guy a hug.
I know, right?
Oh, man. What a bummer to be over there so far away. I would still send something and just pretend that it got lost in this horrible mail system.
That's honest.
You know?
Yeah.
I'd be like, you didn't get it?
I'll keep that in mind next time that something meaningful passes by and you don't do anything.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty big one to
just
let
conveniently
slip by.
Lie about it.
That's not conveniently, but I mean, how can you forget that when you're in a relationship?
Hey, Robin.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You a bad Valentine?
Oh, I'm an awful Valentine. You can't believe what I did.
Tell me.
I've been going out with this guy for 4 years, okay? I've known he was the one ever since we started going out.
Aww.
But so there were circumstances, you know, that prevented anything from going any further.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
like he had a wife?
Yeah.
No, he didn't have a wife.
Like you had a husband?
No, he didn't have a wife.
What were those circumstances? Just give me okay, hold on. I'm turning you off till you're quiet a second.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Here. Sorry.
What were the basic circumstances? Just give me an overview of why you guys couldn't be together for so long.
He has a crazy ex-wife.
Okay. Crazy
and
ex.
She had a restraining order against me.
Against you.
And, okay.
And she's completely unfounded, but
she's
you know,
a crazy one.
She had a crazy ex-wife.
Did you ever strike her?
No.
Okay.
Oh, crazy laugh.
Psycho laugh.
Please isolate that laugh.
Yeah.
Psycho
Thank
laugh.
You. All right.
Perfect.
Okay, so it's
okay,
four years in.
Got me? Do you want to know?
Yes.
He proposed.
Shut up.
Oh, my God, he proposed.
Oh, he had a ring and everything?
I have a ring and everything. He took me back to where we, I'm going to cry. He took me back to where we went on our first date.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Which was where?
It was a walk in a park.
Uh-huh.
There was a big waterfall. A nice little trail along
mm-hmm.
this creek. When you live out in the country, you do goofy things like that, okay?
No, that's really nice. That's really nice. So he took you back there.
So we went back there, and he gave me my card. And while I was reading my card, and he wrote this big, long letter in the card, too, all mushy stuff. You know, it was great.
Did you read it out loud or just to yourself?
I read it to myself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And while you were doing that?
While I'm reading, he gets down on his knee on top of this waterfall and proposed.
On top, the bank of the waterfall.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And so how does this make you a bad person?
Because I bought him a car charger and a memory card for his cell phone. How impersonal and stupid is that?
That's because she listens to Kid Craddock and guys want stuff that plugs in.
That's right. That's right.
I have a car charger and a
bad Valentine.
Well, what's the equivalent she could have given him to an engagement ring?
A PlayStation 3. Equivalent.
Who knows?
Look, you guys are the self-proclaimed experts of romance. Yes, you can give us a car charger. We like that. But at least have a note there telling us how special we are and demonstrate how good you are at this romance stuff.
And that was the problem, is I didn't even get him a card.
Yeah.
Just a car charger.
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy.
Because that's not Valentine's Day. That's like running an errand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you wrap it or anything?
Hey, pick me up a car charger on your way back, honey.
Oh, she wrapped it.
Still had the price on it.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, honey, yeah, I got you 3 AA's. Awesome. Kelly, that is not a reference to your breasts.
Believe me, AA's is not. Bye-bye.
Or 3.
Thank you very much, Robin.
Thank you.
You're a bad Valentine.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Congratulations. When's the big day?
Oh, July. We haven't set the actual date yet.
Mm-hmm. July.
Of this year?
Yes, this year. Wow, that's so quick.
Get busy, girl.
You know what? Good for you for doing it so quickly.
I did it in 5 months.
Not making the guy suffer this beatdown.
But you
for
know
a
what?
Year.
The truth is, the best part is being engaged.
Yeah.
So I would drag it out a little bit longer.
That's only in your case, Kelly.
I'm just telling you, the best part is being engaged. It's more fun. Everybody cares. They're excited for you. Once you say I do, they don't ask anymore.
They're like, wow, you're married. So am I. Mm-hmm. Big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Car charger.
Maybe he needed it.
He's down on one knee.
Yeah.
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I am a horrible Valentine.
You're a bad Valentine?
I am.
What did you
do? I got a phone call yesterday while I was sitting at the NICU with my newborn son that my ex-husband needed a place to stay. So I let him come stay at my house with my new husband.
Oh,
we spent Valentine's together.
Oh, man.
Valentine's?
And this is 2 years in a row, because last year I spent some time at the ER on Valentine's Day with my ex-husband.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Uh-oh. No. No.
That's a foul right there.
February 14th, he's always around, huh?
Uh-huh. 2 years in a row? Yeah. No. Mm-mm. Foul.
I didn't do good.
Not good.
No.
Not this year?
No.
Not good this year.
Not this year or last year.
Yeah. I take him to Cancun next year?
Not now, not never.
Yeah, you need
not
to be
good.
Out of the country.
Not good.
Mm-hmm. Alexis.
Hi.
Okay.
I think I should win the award for the worst Valentine.
Please.
Because my husband caught me texting other guys.
On Valentine's Day.
Oh.
But you're lucky you're not dating Chris Brown.
But by other guys, how are they in relation to you? What relationship is there?
Two of them are guys from work, and one is an ex-boyfriend.
Dude.
Wow.
What are you doing?
What were you thinking?
I wasn't. Oh, but it gets worse.
Wait. I have questions. Alexis.
Okay.
This was on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
And were you with him while you were texting?
Yes.
So you're with him and you're texting.
Whoa.
What was the nature of the text?
Flirty?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go get your phone. I want to hear them.
I'm on it.
On the phone.
All right. Oh, good point. I want you to read these to us, okay? I want you to read these texts to us when we come back.
Oh, my.
All right?
Okay.
Okay, if you have to hang up for a second, we'll call you back, whatever. But
I really don't
want to lose you. If you know how to get to your text while you're on the phone, that'd be awesome. If you don't, I probably know because I have no life.
So, I remember most of them.
I want verbatim.
Yeah.
And I want to know the fallout.
Yeah. So hang with us. Hang with us through the break, okay?
Okay.
That will make it worth your while, Alexis. Or his or his while.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're not going to reward her. We probably won't reward you. I'm just telling you flat out.
That's fine.
Straight up.
I got a good present.
In spite of it?
Yeah.
Before he found out.
Before. Before it, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Thanks for checking out the Kid Credic in the Morning podcast. You're hearing this free thanks to our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-509-8182. That's 1-800-509-8182.
Alexis has admitted to us on the show that she was caught texting other dudes on Valentine's Day while she was with her man.
More than one dude.
While she's with her husband.
An ex-boyfriend and some co-workers.
Alexis?
Yes.
Were you able to locate these texts?
I've got a few, yes.
Okay. I understand that some of them get pretty explicit, and we want none of that.
Okay.
All right? So just give me an idea what you got working there. Where were you guys when you were texting? Where were you?
At home.
And what were you and your husband doing?
I was watching TV, and he was playing on the computer.
Okay. So it wasn't exactly a romantic Valentine's Day.
Well, no, because he was already mad at me.
From other things?
For something you did?
Well, it's always something I do.
You're bad, huh?
He's boring.
Oh. You're bad.
No. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But to get even with him, you started texting, maybe?
No. We've been having problems.
Right.
And
good way to fix him.
I haven't been happy for a long time, and he wouldn't do anything about it, but now we are. So
now you are what, happy?
No, now we're going to do something about it. He has agreed to go to counseling now, which is what I've been trying to get him to do for 2 years.
Cool.
Well, that's good.
You going to bring those other guys or not?
So he's agreeing to go only because of this.
Because he realizes that there are bigger issues than he thought. And if we want to keep our family together, then this is what we need to do.
And that's the truth, man. We never realize. I mean, kind of away from the subject a little bit, but we never realize the problems are big. You know, we just think, it'll fix itself or something. Somehow it'll work out.
Yeah. Guys are classic underbelievers.
Yeah. Okay, so.
That doesn't let you off the hook for the way you're dealing with it, though. So let's hear a text.
No. This first one's from a coworker, and he said, send me a pic. And I said, of what? And he said, human anatomy that you have and I don't.
Okay.
I sent him a picture of
Okay.
And you did do it?
You sent him one?
Yes, I did.
All right.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Are you now in someone else's eyes? Someone else's arms? Oh, man. Someone else's
obvious. Okay, so that's one from the ex-boyfriend or a coworker?
No, that's from a coworker.
Okay, let's move on past him. That's all I need to know on that one.
Okay. This next one is from the ex-boyfriend, and just to give you a little background, he's not having the greatest time of his life right now, and so I sent him a text that said, let me know if there's anything that I can do for you, and he replied with, and I was like, what? And he said, I don't know, and then I replied, is universal for...
Okay.
All righty. These are my confessions. This is Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
All right.
Meanwhile, your husband's on the computer playing games.
I hope he's chatting with a girl on there.
Okay.
All right. Let's bring him in.
Oh.
Shut up.
You got him on the phone?
Hey, Adam.
Hello.
Hey, it's Kid. Good morning.
Good morning.
So she's being pretty honest on here.
She kind of has to be.
Yeah.
Oh, she called us now.
did you bust her?
Pretty much.
How? Did you get her phone or just what'd you
do? My two-year-old got her phone, and I was playing with it, and I took it away from him, and there was a text on there that didn't look good, and so I read them and didn't like what I saw, so I just kept reading them.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you by what you read? Not so much?
I would probably say 7 or an 8.
Okay. So not a complete surprise that she might... go there like she's done it before?
There's been the ex-boyfriend thing before that.
How about the coworker thing? That blew you away?
Yeah, that's kind of surprising.
This was kind of a moment for you guys where you just said, okay, that's enough. Let's see if we can't do something positive here, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, something's got to change, and and I'll take my share of the blame for it, for whatever kind of stalemate there is in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But
because if both of you keep doing what you do, what you're doing, you know how it's going to end, right?
Oh yeah,
I could sit you down for an hour and tell you that.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
right. So what was the plan for Valentine's Day? I mean, was there never a plan?
They were at war. They were fighting.
Well, I missed her birthday because I was sick and in the hospital.
No excuse.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
So, you know, I was going to try to get her something a little better than I normally would for Valentine's Day. And, you know, with the coworker thing, I'd been checking out the texts and everything, and I decided I was going to do, you know, get her something I knew she wanted, something a little extra special. Maybe it would help and show her, you know, that I do love her. And, you know, so I bought her a diamond necklace.
Wow. Alexis.
Nice. Yes.
So he presented this diamond necklace to you prior to seeing these texts?
No, after.
Oh, after. You still got it?
Oh.
I still got it.
Wow.
Why would you give it to her anyway, Adam?
Because he had to prove a point at that point, yeah. I think.
Just make her feel real bad.
It's like, I was thinking about you and you weren't.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, well, after we talked about everything and had calmed down and decided to go to therapy and, you know, and work on the marriage, you know, I gave her the option if she wanted it or not.
Would you be going to therapy and giving another try if it wasn't for that child screaming in the background?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Pretty good reason,
I mean,
though. You got to have one.
I mean, I can't say for 100% sure that it's the answer would be no, but
it gives you more motivation to try to make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long you guys been married?
Three and a half years.
Can you still?
Did you get engaged after finding out she was with child?
No, we how did that work? I think we had talked about the getting married and everything, and then kind of found out she was with child before the actual wedding date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, we got engaged in April, and I got pregnant in July, and we got married in October. We found out 3 weeks prior to the wedding that we were pregnant.
Right.
I'm not a date guy.
Okay. No.
We got married on my birthday. You know,
smart.
So I can remember the anniversary.
Exactly.
So the baby's birthday is in October? Is that what you said?
No, our wedding date's in October, which is on my birthday.
Found out you were pregnant in July.
Yeah, right. Just a few weeks before.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Can you still trust, you think, Adam, or is that gonna be tough?
Yeah, that's gonna be tough. I don't have a lot of trust right now.
Yeah. Have you done anything, Adam, that would diminish her trust?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, y'all are very sweet
open.
No, brave.
Yeah. Bold.
To share all that with us.
Alexis. Adam, did you hear her call you boring earlier?
Well, she was just being funny, I think.
Not,
I hope.
I said
he was boring because he didn't do anything bad.
Right.
That's it.
Okay.
But you do bad stuff.
Because you're a bad girl.
Did you know you were marrying a bad girl, Adam?
Well, I knew it was a different kind of bad when I married her.
Right.
But, you know, that the bad's kind of changed. I think that's what the
therapy right.
will
well,
get back.
Well, you've become the victim of it. Was she being bad to someone else when you two hooked up?
No.
Okay.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Mm. I mean, thank you for sharing all that with us. That was hard, especially because it's so new. It just happened.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's all right. I wouldn't do anything. I was just actually kind of helped me out because I'm pretty sure I would have been really late to work if you wouldn't have called.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
There are people turning on the radio right now that are sad face. They're sad.
Oh, no.
Face.
Why?
On the one side, you have the women who were forgotten, done away with, basically just ignored on a holiday that you can call manufactured by Hallmark, but that they call very important, Valentine's Day. And then you've got all those sad faces on the other side, the guys who messed up and are just now realizing it. Boy, did I mess up. I can see the Walgreens parking lot from my apartment. I'm not down here bragging about my view. But yes, I do have a very clear shot of the Walgreens parking lot.
You really do.
Dude, it was like a Rihanna concert. Mm-hmm. There were no spots to be had from 6 at night to 10 at night.
Yeah.
If you're in there at 10 at night.
That's bad.
Looking for some crappy cologne or perfume or something.
At least they got something.
Yeah. Also saw the new trend. They're selling Valentine's stuff now like they did Christmas trees back in the day. Right in the middle of the parking lot.
Oh, intense.
You know what?
Drive
men,
through.
If your women are not important enough for you to even get out of the car, here's the spot for you. Just pull up and say, give me some stupid flowers, and then they'll hand them through the door and swipe your credit card.
Done.
Oh, they take credit cards now. That's cool.
Some of them do. But for men like Al who mess up, we discovered a magic place.
Ooh.
Shane, give me some freaky music, like freaky, like, I don't know, freaky, you know. Yeah, okay.
Like Rick James?
Super freak! Super freak! Yeah, freaky music.
Freak-a-leak?
Oh, that kind of freaky music.
A mystical, strange place where Valentine's Day wrongs can be righted. Is righted okay?
Righted?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a stroll now into the unmarked store of the Magic Man.
So are you sure this is the right place?
Well, it must be. There's no marking on the door except for that upside-down heart.
What's that music? You hear that?
Hello. Yes, it's me. The Magic Man of Love Gone Wrong. Did you mess up? I can fix it. Come on over. We've got flowers, balloons, last-minute gifts that look like you bought them a long time ago and forgot where you hid them.
Yeah, can you help me with something?
Yes, sir. Hey, homeboy. What's up, Bato? You need some help for V-Day, mis amigo?
Yeah. See, I didn't come home last night, so my girl's a little bit ticked off.
Sounds like you've got a job for the Magic Man.
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, I could tell.
So why couldn't you make it home on Valentine's Day?
Well, straight up?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was with my ex-girl for night.
Yeah.
She came to town just for a day, so I was...
So you were with your ex-girlfriend because she came to town just for a day.
Yeah.
And you didn't think it would be right not to spend time with her.
Yeah.
But your wife wouldn't understand that. She wouldn't trust you.
Exactly. Man, you're good.
That's why you've come to see the Magic Man.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's that song again.
Yes. Okay, got just the thing. Here, pick up this envelope.
The crumpled up?
Yes,
envelope.
You're a very descriptive Mexican.
Okay.
Yes, pick this up.
Got it.
For $50, the Magic Man can get you completely out of trouble.
$50?
Yes.
And if I don't like it, I get my money back?
No questions asked. Open it up and read it.
Okay.
Read the special Magic Man letter that will save you from yourself and all the trouble you're in.
My dearest love. Wait, who's this to?
Oh, this is from her to you.
From who?
Okay, see, this is from your ex-girlfriend. This is what she gave you this morning after all you put her through.
Oh, I didn't even see this. Really?
Of course you didn't see it. She didn't give it to you.
Oh.
She didn't even write it.
Oh.
We did. And now you're going to buy it. See, you're in the Magic Man store.
Okay.
You got it now?
I got it.
Because I'm the Magic Man.
Okay, no need for the song. My dearest love, I am so sorry I lied to you to get you to come over to my place. I should have never said that your wife and your children were in immense danger and only I knew how to save them. Oh, that's good. It was wrong, and I feel terrible. I just thought if I could see you one more time, you would realize that we should be together. But now I know, because all you did was talk constantly about how much you love your beautiful, supportive, hot, sexy wife. I will leave you alone forever now, and I am deeply sorry.
$50.
Dude, that is money. But how do I know it's going to work?
How do you know it's going to work?
Yeah.
It always works. It's 700 out of 700.
Okay.
Now go on.
Wait.
Get out of here.
Wait.
What?
That doesn't explain why I was gone all night. I'm still going to be up a creek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Calm down. I need $50
For what?
Okay. For $50. Okay. 3 manila envelopes.
Okay.
This one has enough Hollywood makeup to give yourself a black eye and an ugly scratch.
Okay.
The second one contains a beautiful Valentine's card ripped in half. And this final envelope, this one seals the deal. It's a fake police report. You heard me.
Fake police report?
You heard me. It's a fake police report. A fake police report that says you were mugged and your necklace is valued at $2,227 and it has been stolen.
How about a receipt to prove it?
Receipt was in the box.
What about the credit card receipt?
Paid cash for it.
Security cameras?
She won't go that far. If she does, leave her. She's on to you. Now scram.
Thank you, Magic Man.
Hello, miss. Got a Valentine's problem?
Yes, I didn't get one.
Oh, you've come to the right place. Because I am the Magic Man. And you want to get him back or see what he's up to?
Well, maybe.
Then you came to the right place. I'm the Magic Man. Want to hear the music again?
Well, not really. Can you turn it down, maybe?
Maybe just a little. It's an important part of the bit. Oh. The music here.
Really old and loud song.
I'm the Magic Man.
All right. Can you turn it down now?
If someone had made a Magic Man song more recently, I would play that in my store.
All right.
Unfortunately, the only Magic Man song is from years ago. I could go with Magic Stick, but I'm not the Magic Stick. I'm the Magic Man.
That might be a really cool song, though.
Yes, but I'm the Magic Man. So.
Okay, can you turn that down now, though?
If your man didn't send you anything for Valentine's Day, why not go to his house and see if he's there?
Well, because he lives in Canada.
He lives in Canada!
Yeah. Ooh.
How would you like me to call him and tell him you're in the hospital and asking for him?
Oh, you would do that?
I'm the Magic Man. $65.
55.
60.
Deal.
Let's call him.
Hey, Dad.
Magic Man, some girl answered. What do I do?
Okay, calm down. Give me the phone. What's his name?
I can't tell you because then everybody will know.
Fine. Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Well, this is the Canadian Valentine's Association calling to wish you a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's so sweet and nice. Same back to ya.
Can I ask if you currently have a sweetie?
I sure do. He's with me right now.
Oh, ask her if he has dark hair and dreamy hazelnut eyes.
Does he have... I can't ask that. Hang on a second. Look, I can't ask him if he...
You want to talk to him?
Oh.
Kevin, oh. Phone for ya.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
I'm so nervous.
Hey there. Hello.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Just wishing you a happy Valentine's Day, and, one quick question. Did you get your honey anything for Valentine's Day?
Oh, you betcha I did. I got her a sexy cowboy hat. I had to go all the way to Dallas to get it.
It's too big, but I love it.
She loves it.
I bought that for him.
What?
I bought that hat for him.
Oh, I think we've been disconnected. Oh. Anything else I can do for you?
Well, can I send him a bomb?
I think that's just the hurt talking.
Ugh.
You're fine. Thanks for coming to see the Magic Man.
Magic Man sucks.
Anybody else want to talk to the Magic Man? Listeners, did you mess up on Valentine's? You need the Magic Man. Call the Magic Man now. At 222-555-7799.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it.
No.
What's that number for the Magic Man? 222-555-1212.
Or that.
Call the Magic Man.
Oh, wow.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning. Craddock.
I am super excited, Jenna, because on the phone right now, from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the author of the new Drinking and Tweeting, which I have been waiting for weeks and weeks, and it's now finally available, is Brandy Glanville.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Brandy, I'm Kelly Raspberry, and in my head, you and I would be such great friends. I'm not going to take BFF status, yeah. But oh, gosh, you're like that girl I want to hang out with so bad.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's do it. We'll make it happen.
I hope so one day.
Brandy, do you hear that a lot from girls just, you know, out in LA on the street, like we could be best friends just because you're so yourself on television?
You know, I do get that a lot, and it makes me really happy because I feel like, I don't know, it's like, they're like, you say what I think, and that makes me happy that people are liking it.
Well, you're saying what people think, but you're not afraid to say it, and yeah. I think that's where people hold back, and you just put it out there, and sometimes you have to pay the price for it.
Absolutely. There's good and bad that come from that.
But unfortunately,
I can't control my mouth.
Well, please don't ever start controlling it because you wouldn't be any more fun.
suggest that it could be a little costly at times.
Well, when they brought you on that last season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they brought on you and that other chick, and she sort of disappeared. Because
she was a pain.
Yeah, you were just brought in sort of like a side character. You had to earn your spot as one of the Real Housewives, right?
Yeah, I feel like I got jumped into a gang because they were so mean to me. I'm like, you guys better make me a housewife after all that drama.
Well, I'm glad they did. I hope Andy Cohen had a lot to do with that because
I
love him, too.
Yeah, he's great. He's awesome.
Well, tell us about drinking and tweeting. I've got it ordered on my Kindle. You're the only reason I've turned my Kindle on in about a year now. And I was just so excited it's finally available.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a long process for me. It's something that most of it was written about 4 years ago. So there's a little anger there. I'm not as angry now, so I hope people know that when they read it. This is my story. It's, a cautionary tale. I really want women to understand that you have to be an I before you're an us because, I came out of my marriage at 36 with no credit, no education, and I had to start over. You know, at 36 years old, I had to ask my dad to help me co-sign for a car.
So embarrassing.
I didn't realize, I trusted my husband that I would be together forever, and I didn't ask if my name was on the house, and I didn't ask if my name was on the bank accounts. So he gave me a credit card with my name on it, and I used it for everything.
Including your rejuvenation, which we will not go into.
He did give me a credit card with my name on it.
That's right. I know you've talked about it a lot, so we won't make you go through that again, but you don't regret doing it, or you do regret doing it now?
No, I absolutely don't regret doing it. It was an extremely painful process. But I would recommend it to anyone who's feeling like it might not be the same after you've had children.
There you go. Now, I was reading in some of the stuff they sent us that you had to take a lot of stuff out of the book because, like you said, you wrote it in anger.
Right.
And maybe you felt guilty about some of it, but maybe your lawyers told you to take out some of it. But now that you've read the book in its complete form, is there anything you wish you wouldn't have said?
You know what? I struggled with some of the things. I mean, talking about the DUI and talking about the vajayjay situation. But I thought, if I held anything back, then I wasn't going to be true to myself. And I really wanted it to be full disclosure. I didn't, there's a lot of embarrassing things in there. I want when people read it to know that, heartbreak's universal. It happens to all of us, whether you're 5'10 or 5 feet, whether you're fat, skinny, short, it doesn't matter. It sucks. And this is what I did to get through it. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And, I had some blunders along the way. So, I tried to make it funny because, humor is the best medicine, and I laugh every day. And I'm like a big jokester with all my friends. Like, you crack yourself up. I'm like, somebody has to.
Well, I can't wait to read it. I didn't realize because, it's been coming. You've been promoting it before it was out.
Yeah.
And then when I heard you were calling, I looked it up, and the book was actually released on Tuesday. So everybody can get a copy of Drinking and Tweeting now.
Yes. I'm on Amazon for sure. I'm not sure. They don't know exactly what bookstores it's in, but I know it's on Amazon.
That's where I got mine.
Both bookends.
Now, you said that after you're finished with this book tour, and I don't know how long it's going to take you to do that, you're never going to talk about Leanne and Eddie again?
Yep, this is my final chapter. This is my, they did numerous sit-down interviews. This is my sit-down interview in the form of a book. This is my truth, and I'm done after. It's going to be about a month that I'm going to have to talk about it. But I'm done after this. I have so many more exciting things to talk about. I have so much ahead of me, and I just really don't want to be looking backwards anymore. I want to be looking forward.
Even though I co-star with her in Holiday in Your Heart, that made-for-TV movie that haunts us every Christmas, I'm still Team Brandy.
Aww.
Yeah, Brandy, what do you think about Leanne's new bangs?
Oof. I'm not a bangs girl. Some people can pull them off. I'm not a bangs girl.
See, this is what I've always said, Brandy, is if your husband or your significant other is going to cheat, you at least want them to cheat up.
Yeah.
Because then you can look at them.
I actually said I sleep better at night knowing he's not with a Victoria's Secret supermodel.
Exactly.
Because that would just be horrible. You just hate yourself every day.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I mean,
either way,
it's bad.
It's bad and it's heartbreaking even if the girl's not attractive. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be like, all right, well, I still look way hotter.
Really quickly, how are things as they stand right now with you and Adrian?
We're not talking. Unfortunately, once lawyers got involved and it became, I can't afford to be friends with someone that I can't talk to or you know speak up about anything, and of being and afraid I'm going to get sued. You know, right. I just can't. I don't want to do it.
And she's denying she's suing you, which doesn't make any sense.
Watching the episode, I've seen it twice now. The latest one and that fight you had at the tea party. I mean, you have the letter, so how can she just bold-faced lie like that?
Yeah, I don't understand either, because in the prior episode, she was like, "And that's a lawsuit." And then I had to get a lawyer and defend my... It's been a disaster. I don't know if she was in denial herself or, you know, she's threatening a lawsuit. Threatening a lawsuit is the same. I mean, I still had to get a lawyer, you know? It's like, I'm not... It sucks. It is what it is. We got it figured out, and she... you know, we both spend a lot of money on lawyers, and it is what it is.
Yeah, and is your friendship with Lisa Vanderpump for show, or is that a genuine off-camera friendship as well?
It's a genuine off-camera friendship. I love her dearly. She's like a mentor to me. She's like, you have to stop saying the F word. I'm serious, Brandy. We're working on your brand here. I'm like, I can't help it. But it's funny because she has been cussing a lot more.
Oh, no, you've worn off on
because
her.
Because she's hanging out with me.
Well, she could loosen up a little bit. That's all right.
Well, Brandy, yeah. Now that you're an author, what's next? What's next for you after the book?
Right now, I have a dress line that's just coming out called Brand B. I just got offered a few acting gigs, which I'm not an actress, but I'm going to try my best.
Why not?
Everything good is happening, and I'm just so excited to move forward and see where this all leads me.
Well, we're excited you took a few minutes to join us. Brandy Glanville, her new book, Drinking and Tweeting and Other Brandy Blunders. We know for sure it's available on Amazon. Check your local bookstore. And Brandy, thank you so much. We love you on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, thanks.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.